And we are pleased to welcome the West Fargo boys basketball head coach, Adam Polcheski, to the show. How are you doing today, coach?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. So the first question, of course, we have for you is, we knew coming into this season with just with how it was going to stack up, it was going to be a predominantly EDC kind of strength schedule. And we knew that West Fargo High, you guys were going to be out in the mix, you know, whether it was, you know, a 3-4-5 team. We knew you were going to be kind of down and dirty right in those top teams, but your team has just came out firing at 8-0 this year. I mean, kind of what is the whole feel of the team bent this year to just come out and start out 8-0?
It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, winning is, you know, makes everything good. But I got some really good kids. We come to practice every day and work hard. And, you know, they've had a bad taste in their mouth since last spring. And they've really put in the time. So it might be unexpected to some, but I knew we'd come out, and whether we win or lose, I knew we'd come out and play pretty well to start the year.
For sure. And I have another kind of question just right off of that. You guys have been playing so well, and you kind of were playing against a very talented and raw team, but Thursday night, you guys were the first team that played against Morehead High this year from the Minnesota side. They were able to come in, and I mean, you guys really played well against, and Morehead, they have the Walthall brothers and Blake and Brady and Trey Feeney, who's going to University of North Dakota to play football, but it just seemed like your guys that we watched the entire game, or I watched the entire game, they just seemed so composed that whole game, even though there was so much talent on that team.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. Our composure, we talk every day about being disciplined and controlling what you can control, and we kind of, we're a very mature team now. Last year we were immature, and we were definitely the more composed and mature team on Thursday night, and that showed. And I have some kids that have been there and done it, you know, quite a bit. They have a lot of experience. Lemke and Barencott and Hegerly, those kind of are our three main scorers, and some other guys that come in, Joel Pease. But they've all been around and done it for a while, so their maturity really showed through that night.
Coach Jace Denman here, kind of, you know, piggybacking off what you just said, the first chance I got to watch you guys this season was when you went and played at Fargo Davies. I mean, you were able to knock off Cheyenne and Davies in back-to-back games. And talking about those guys that you just mentioned, I've been really impressed with Carson Hegerly, Carter Bierenkott. I mean, two of the stud players from the football team have carried over that momentum into their next season of basketball. Bierenkott, I believe, was leading you guys in scoring, but you know, Carter Hegerly seems to be kind of one of your glue guys that really does everything well on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. But I've also been really impressed with the progression of Joel Pease. He was a kid last year I saw that could hit from deep. He's got some good size, but he really looks like he's improved his game in the offseason. Can you talk a little bit about the improvements that some of these players have made since last season and how they continue to develop?
Yeah, let's start with Joel. Joel's progression, I'm really proud of him. He's been working on things, the fundamental stuff in basketball about not just his shot, but where he's shooting his shot, keeping it high, getting it quicker, going to the basket, playing off 2 feet with balance. He's been dedicated to the weight room this fall and summer, and his growth has been very impactful for us. And he's starting to get a lot of things on the defensive end, too. You can see him getting down in a stance and guarding guys, and he's, you know, pushing 6'6". I think he's still growing, but he's really hard to get around. And when you do get around him, he'll block your shot. So he's been a really pleasant surprise. Again, you know, when you coach long enough, you know how much potential these kids have. You just kind of get it out of them. And you hope that by the time they're done with high school, you can at least see a flash of it. And, you know, we're getting that from Joel right now. And then, you know, some other guys' progressions, you know, Lemke, Brett's, he's been a workhorse for us at the point guard, takes care of the basketball, always mature, says the right things, gets his guys going. And you know, he also can score the ball at a pretty good clip too. So he's come along, and the other guys, you know, our bench guys, they're playing a role right now, and they're bought in. So they know what they can do really well, and we're always trying to get better, but we're really trying to leverage our strengths and play to those things.
What would you say at this point this season is the biggest difference in what was last Fargo's West Fargo Packers team to this year's team? Just whether it just comes to the team meshing, or maybe it's just steady improvements by all five guys in the court at one given time?
The biggest difference, we've had these conversations, and the biggest difference this year is that the guys that are back, let's say the three guys that started last year that are back, they they weren't sure that they could, last year anyways, they weren't sure that, you know, should I shoot this? Should I not? Should I, you know, they're all kind of unsure. It seemed like, and to me, and that's kind of the conversations we've had. And this year they know that if we're going to win games, that they have to be the ones to get it done. And it's not just a selfish type thing with those guys that started, but they share the ball. They want everyone else to get it done too, and take the shots when they're open. And it's how we play. It's how I try to coach. And I think we're having a lot of fun doing it, both on the offensive and defensive end. We're pretty good. We just put a lot of pressure on teams on the defensive end right now. Well, not too many points, but still putting a lot of pressure on.
For sure. And another question I kind of have going off of that, it just seems as though your team defensively, they just have a different mindset this year, like all together, whether it comes to you played Fargo Davies, you put Beeren caught up at the top of the key against Owen Heckner, the MSUM commit, or when you're playing against an absolute three-headed machine, when you look at what is West Fargo Cheyenne with Dossman, with Moni, and with Jaheim Leek, who are 6'8", 6'9", and 6'10", and you guys are a little bit undersized compared to those couple of teams, but it seems as though that there's just a lot of fight in those dogs, and that they just don't give up, and they're coming to prove something this year.
You're hitting on the head again. Yeah, we do fight. We have a lot of heart. We take it personally, and, you know, West Fargo High School boys basketball has been around for a long time, and there's a lot of pride in the community. And I got some, you know, second-generation guys here that have had families here, and they really want to, you know, make their school proud, make their families proud, and have something to look back on. So they're not letting any instant, any moment slip away on both ends. Offensively, they play really well together, like I said. And then defensively, yeah, they're not going to let anyone beat them. They're just, you know, we might get beat. You never know what happens. There's good teams. Cheyenne's definitely one of them. But we're not going to allow it to happen with everything in our power. Those guys have been playing really tough. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their body language. And they fight like heck.
I kind of, you know, in a sense, already asked this, Coach, but I kind of wanted to touch on the two guys that really stand out to me. They stood out on the football field, Hagerly and Barencott. And Barencott, he's one of the leaders in the conference in scoring. He's scoring over 22 points a game. Coach seems like he's just a grinder. He just goes out there and does what you ask of him. He's taken on some of the tough defensive assignments. I believe he was matched up a lot of times against Heckner in that matchup against Davies. And then he's going out and he's getting you 22 points a game and getting you 10, 11 boards. So what can you talk about Carter Barencott and how he's been leading this team in his senior season?
Carter, if I were just to describe Carter's leadership style, he's our version of Tim Duncan. He's just a guy that goes out and does his job, doesn't say too much, doesn't have to. He's going to go out and play hard. And, you know, I've challenged him this year in a lot of our big games, the Davies game especially. You know, the last 5 minutes, it was still, you know, you never know where it was going to end up. And I just told him, if you hold, you know, Heckner to no points and get every rebound, we win the game. And he went and got, like, I think Heckner maybe got two in the last 5 minutes. And then I think he got six rebounds in the last 5 minutes. He just closed every possession for us. And that's, again, years of work. I mean, in the weight room, he's 205, 210 right now. And just a big kid. And he still could put, you know, 30 pounds of muscle on, and you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference. He's a closer. He's the guy we can go to that just makes plays, and some of the little plays that don't always show up, but he's been great. And I know you mentioned Hagerly as well, and they're very different players, but they both have that edge of having that success this last year. Carson's been just tremendous in our press and giving guys fits defensively, and he's coming along, understanding the game and how his unique skill set, because he's so darn athletic, fits in with our guys. He makes a lot of guys better. I mean, he'll have games, we'll have 8, 9, 10 assists. He hasn't hit 10 yet, I guess, but he makes a lot of guys better. And really, if you line up against us and you see Carson Hagerly guarding you, that's something you really don't want.
Absolutely.
And the final question I do have for you, Coach, to wrap things up today is, from an offensive perspective, it just seems as though it doesn't matter what kind of a night you guys are having, there's always somebody that can light up the score sheet. It's never, you know, going to be, it could be Barencott or Hagerly, but on any given night, Joel P is, like last night, he had 21. Brett Lemke was 16. It just seems as though if a team tries to shut down one of your studs, whether it's Barencott or one of those other type of guys, that somebody is there to pick up that workload, get you guys 15, 20 points. And it's tough to stop a team where you know that any given night, four or five guys can get double figures.
you know, that's a testament to our kids and how well they prepared themselves. I mean, they work. I mean, I'm so proud of these guys for the work they put in, you know, not just in the off season getting up here, but every day. It's just fun. And we go to work and we shoot quite a bit, but everyone cheers on each other. Everyone, we make the extra pass. We trust each other. It's just a testament to what those guys are doing, because they're a good team, and they really are a team. They play together, and they celebrate each other's successes. So when you have a unit like that, you're going to be pretty good. And, you know, you've watched some of our games. If you watch our bench, even the guys that don't play a minute of varsity basketball are cheering on their friends, because this means something. And in the time of COVID and having the pause and having things taken away, I think we kind of feel that weight that, you know what, this means something this year, to not just these kids in our school, but to our community, because high school sports are not a trivial thing. They're important to a lot of people, and they help a lot of people kind of get through their day sometimes. So our kids know the gravity of what's going on right now. They really do. And they're giving everything they have to their teammates and being together, because this is the last chance they'll get to be together as this team. So
for sure. Well, thank you for a couple minutes of your time today, Coach. Good luck on Tuesday evening against Valley City. I'm sure you guys are going to go out there, and it means business for you guys, and hopefully you can improve to 9-0 on the season. Thanks for a couple minutes of your Saturday, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, guys. You have a great weekend, too.
Thanks, Coach.